Magic 98 with Fletch and Lynette. If, like me, hibernation is something you might consider as a way of getting past what seems to be an extra long winter before us this year, listen in as we ask an expert about how to go about hibernating. Welcome to the Magic 98 studio, Mr. Bear. So, Bear, tell me, where are you from?
Chicago.
Really? You're a Chicago Bear?
Well, suburbs, really.
So, what's the best thing about hibernating?
Honestly, not having to see Mitch Trubisky play anymore this season.
Ah, since you wouldn't be watching Bears games anymore while hibernating.
Hey, you're pretty sharp.
So tell me, Bear, how do you get ready for hibernation?
Well, basically, we just eat a lot of stuff, fluff up the pillows, and then set the alarm for April.
And while you're hibernating, do you dream?
Well, what do you think? Does a bear in the woods?
Hey now.
Yeah, we dream, but it's like the dream never ends. It's kind of like watching Titanic. That never ends. Get it?
Yeah, I do get it. So one last thing, Bear. How do you actually fall asleep for hibernating?
Well, I count sheep. All the tasty sheep that I will want to eat as soon as I wake up. Yeah, look, dude, I'm sorry. I gotta get going. Food's on the table, and then the three little bears are gonna hit the hay. So see you next year.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bear.
It's that simple.
So my takeaway is that to hibernate, all we need to do is, as he said, eat a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Fluff up the pillows.
Okay.
And set the alarm for April.
All right.
I think I might try that.
I know. I'll be here tomorrow morning. We'll see if it works for you.
Sweet dreams.